Hello and welcome. This is Joshua Terry. You're listening to the Joshua Terry Podcast. I really appreciate you for listening. Today, we had my good friend Jacob Crumpler on. He obviously has been off for a long time, as well as me. It's been a while since we've been able to record. I apologize for that and the long hiatus. It was not intended to go that way, but I really appreciate you for listening right now. Luckily, we were able to have Jacob actually over in the house. So we actually recorded this podcast live, relaxing on the couch while we were watching a little bit of football. So it was really nice, a very mellow time. We talked a little bit about Jacob's endeavors over in Florida as he is on this journey where he is going to be a chiropractor. It is not easy stuff. And, you know, it's tough to be able to get him on during the school year, especially towards the end of the year with finals of the last couple weeks has been a big thing he'd been dealing with. Very grateful he was able to come down for Christmas, visit family, and then I also got to steal him for a little bit. We got to take care of this and get this done. So without really any further ado, we're going to talk a little bit about his chiropractic school, like I mentioned, and also going to make some picks for football, as we always do. Go ahead and do a quick refresher on what our records are, since it has been so long since we've been on. Jacob has and I both had, we were doing pretty good whenever we had last recorded together. He had been in a little bit of a slump after that. I have been posting these on my Facebook every week and also on my Twitter. I had been doing pretty good about doing it there. I need to get back to doing that every week. As it sits right now, going into week 17 of the NFL season, I am currently sitting at 28-19-1. We do have one push. So I'm pretty happy with that, actually. It's my first time doing this, and I'm pretty happy with that record. Jacob, after his slump, has gone on a hot streak and had a few consecutive weeks with either with a winning record, either making three or two at least out of three correct every week for the last few weeks. His current record going into this week is 25-22-1. So three games ahead of him at the moment. That could certainly change depending on how these games go. We only picked one one in agreement this week. So definitely have to wait and see as you listen what we end up picking. Like I said, I really appreciate you listening. And without further ado, here we go. Jacob Crumpler is in the building. All right, what's up? I'm here with my boy Jacob. He is in town in the house from Florida. We are chilling on the couch. What's up, Jacob?
What's up, man?
We are chilling. We've actually got the Dolphins and Saints game on. He's here with me, like I said. So what's going on, bro?
You know, we're just back in town, enjoying family from Christmas break and enjoying this long break that I have from chiropractic school, so it's going good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we were thinking about going ahead and making picks this week really early. It's a Monday, so these lines will definitely move. Do you want to get right into that? Do you want to talk about what you've been doing up here in Florida? I think we should do that first.
Yeah, we can talk about what's been going on.
So you just got back in town from Florida right before Christmas. You've lived there now for how long?
Since March. So, I don't know, almost a full year. So, like eight months.
Okay. And tell everybody why you're there.
So, I picked my family up and moved them all the way to Daytona Beach, Florida.
His family of four, counting him. He's got two dogs.
Two Frenchies.
And a pretty blonde wife. And
my blonde wife, Haley, yes. She's beautiful.
Shout out, Haley.
Yeah, so we picked it up and moved from Arkansas all the way to Daytona Beach, so I could go to chiropractic school, Palmer College Chiropractic in Port Orange, and I'm going into quarter three in January, so it's been a ride so far. But there's 13 quarters so far, so I've got like almost 3 years left. So yeah.
So what all have you been doing this first? How long? I mean, you've been there basically full semester?
Yeah, so like a semester and a half, I guess. So pretty much what the gist of what we've been doing so far is pretty much all anatomy, neurology, and radiology based classes, with some pathology stuff, but mainly just a bunch of anatomy and neurology. I mean, we're pretty much doctors of neurology, just not called a neurologist, but we treat things, you know, with our hands, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very hands-on. Mm-hmm. That was stupid. Anyway, so you've got 3 years left, and then you'll have a doctor. It's a doctorate, but what's it actually called?
Yeah, so it's a DC, so it's a Doctor of Chiropractic degree.
Doctor of Chiropractic. And then are you going to set up your own practice? Is that your goal? Or are you going to try to go with like a partner, or what are you trying to do? I know it's still early, but hey.
Right. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've had a couple offers verbally, nothing written down or anything, from some upper quarters that are about to graduate and that are moving somewhere in Florida, like Tampa area, that are wanting me to come work with them as an associate. But I mean, they verbally offered like roughly $80,000 my first year. So
dang.
Yeah. So honestly,
first year.
Yeah. So
y'all make that kind of money.
Yeah. So first year, I'm not going to take any less than 72.
yeah.
Usually roughly in Florida, they're making like 70 to 75 on a good job offer.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be around that range, but 80 would be like just amazing.
Well, I like that
so.
You've already got like a plan, like a goal for where you're going to be starting out. Where's the high end go for
chiropractic?
Yeah,
like payment.
Yeah,
like yearly salary.
Yeah,
I mean,
what's the
honestly,
ceiling?
Like that's where like you own your own practice, or
yeah,
you own like a few clinics. I mean, the sky's the limit. Honestly, is if you see like a high volume and you're like a high volume clinic, but you still get good quality treatment.
Yeah. Nowadays, like half of the chiropractors are like YouTubers too.
Yeah.
They set up the microphones and do it like ASMR.
Yeah, it's super easy, and it's easy and free advertisement for those guys. So it honestly gets their name out there, and it's helped the profession a lot to be on social media as much as we are, because people are seeing it and more open to it. So they have been coming in to see Doctors of Chiropractic a lot more. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It's been cool. But yeah, honestly, the high end would be, I don't know, $250,000.
Whoa, my $250,000?
Yeah, there's guys knocking down that.
Oh my God.
People that own clinics and several clinics.
They got to be in like LA and getting all these celebrities or something.
Shoot. I mean,
they probably make more than that.
They don't have to be. Yeah. I mean, it just depends on, you have to be.
If you're busy, especially if you're running it.
Yeah, if you've got a good clinic or a good several, like three clinics, and you're rolling and you've got a good patient base and you've got good docs underneath,
keep them coming back,
and you're pretty much managing the process and maybe not treating so much, you can make a lot. So
yeah,
not to say that like that's what we're in it for. Obviously, that we chose this profession because it does provide a good means of financial stability for us and our family, but. Yeah. We get to do what we love and make good money doing it. So
that's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never, I mean, obviously any kind of medical, even if you want to call it, I mean, it is medical to an extent. I mean, you're messing with people's bodies. So anything like that's going to be helping people, hopefully, if you're doing it right. So, but you know, a lot of people just think of it as I'm going to get my bread, but that's pretty good. That's pretty cool. How you're talking about that. That's awesome. So, 3 years and then, are you probably going to stay in Florida, or do you think you'd be coming back, or who knows? Obviously, it's a while from now.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I mean, obviously, I'm fresh in the program, so like a lot has been brought up and thought about.
Mm-hmm.
And me having a wife, that kind of changes things. I can just do what I want. But she's letting me have the freedom to bring up and talk about job situations, about wherever I want to go. But definitely, she has a role in choosing kind of where we go. But the three states that we would probably go to, and really nowhere else, I guess, but mainly would be Florida, Texas, or Arkansas.
Nice.
If we came back to Arkansas, I think we'd want to be in Northwest Arkansas, near Fayetteville.
Up there with the colleges.
I think I could do really well in Fayetteville and open a clinic that's unlike any other. So.
Yeah, that'd be sick, dude. Well, you popped my back just a little while ago, like nothing crazy. But I've never done a chiropractic adjustment before.
How was that?
It was pretty sick. Yeah. Not gonna lie. And I feel loose. I feel good. And he's only got 3 months, 4 months, 5 months of training.
Yeah.
Something like that. He ain't even really been doing the hands-on stuff like yet. I guess.
Not a ton.
I don't know.
No, not a ton. We've been. I mean, me and our training group called Kairos, we've been doing a lot of training. When we devote a lot of time to training and getting better at adjustments. But
that was a good throw by Tua.
Yeah, just practice and working together with our friends that are in school.
Nice. So y'all practice on each other a lot?
I mean, a lot. That's what we have to do.
Yeah. Do y'all have like dummies and stuff that you have to work on too?
Not really. We set up on each other and stuff.
That's awesome. So it's just like, hey, I want to keep coming to school with you, but if somebody gets mad at you, if you get mad at them, you know, they mess around, you could just break their back.
Yeah, or their neck. Yeah.
Just like, you know what? I didn't mean to mess up and paralyze you. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't make enemies at chiropractic school because you got to practice on each other.
That's right.
That's the lesson. That's awesome, dude. I'm happy for you. Well, transition. I know you're a big Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
And they dominated last night. Now, they haven't looked fantastic over the last few weeks. They've been winning games, but it hadn't been crisp. Last night was a big U-turn in terms of that. What are you thinking about? How are you feeling as a fan right now, at least?
Oh, I mean, how could you not feel amazing after last night? I mean, we put up,
was it 42 56. In the first half?
Yeah. Came to a point where we put our whole second and third string in and still scored a touchdown, so with Cooper Rush.
Yeah. Well, I was like, they were really digging it in there whenever it was not even – it was, what, a minute 20? They were up 35-7, and they decided they're going to try to go ahead and go score again, and they scored with, like, 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
It wasn't pretty on their side, but I understand they had a lot of people out from COVID and whatever.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't take away that – I mean – We had a mission to do, and we accomplished it. So.
Yeah, and I mean, you want to get as many points as you can. It helps with tiebreakers and stuff like that if it came to it. Looks like somebody just fumbled on the Dolphins. They're up 7-0 on the Saints. Half of the players lately have been out with COVID. That new variant goes pretty quick. Nobody seems like they're really too sick, but, man, it's getting everybody out. He was down. Yeah. He was down. Anyway, so with Dak, he finally last night looked like he was really able to – not that he didn't have velocity on the ball, but it looked like he wasn't just sharp. Nothing was really on time. He had been struggling. Amari Cooper was upset. CeeDee Lamb wasn't getting as much production. And Gallup had been hurt. It finally kind of looked like they finally got a chance to gel. Sometimes you get a chance with a team like Washington where if you can run it up and really – get your foot on the gas, it helps with not just with team morale, but you know, they're able to kind of get a rhythm and see where they want to, how they want to run their offense, almost like running practice, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we finally tied everything together last night. Honestly, every aspect of our game looked really, really good, and I was happy with it. So yeah. I think if we can carry this over into the playoffs and finish the season really, really strong and
stay healthy.
Yeah, stay healthy.
Zeke's looking good again. Backup running back
Pollard.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's a stud.
He's a firecracker. I mean, every time he gets the ball, it looks like he could break it every time.
We have two starting running backs. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Well, and they play so different, too. You got Zeke, such a downhill beast, and then Pollard, you can go left and right and go run somebody over, too. Yeah. He's going to get paid, and they've got all that money tied up in Zeke. I don't know if the Cowboys will be able to keep him.
Yeah.
It'll be tough to keep all those guys because they pay Cooper and him and Dak and Zeke. We'll see what happens in the future. I mean, so upside, obviously, now after a win like that, people are talking Super Bowl. Do you think that's realistic right now, or are you still – I mean, the Packers, they'd have to go through the Packers.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the Rams also in that conference. You think how do you think they fare against them? I mean, and the Buccaneers too.
I mean, hey –
it's a tough conference.
We expected to meet the Bucs again.
After week one.
Yeah, honestly,
it was a close game.
That game could have went to anybody, and we could have won it just as easily as they did. I think we have a great chance of making it to the Super Bowl. But yet again, bring up a great point of yes, we have to face the Packers or the Rams or the Bucs.
I don't think anybody's beating the Packers right now.
At some point, honestly, bro, like.
I think I'm just going to say it now. I think the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is lights out right now. Their defense is solid. I know that they kind of had a rough game in the last one. I mean, but they kind of let the Browns come back. It didn't seem like they were really trying to throw a kill shot, but I mean, they still forced four interceptions now. Granted, it's Baker Mayfield. You kind of expect that from him nowadays. not quite as good as we thought.
The only issue I had with that game, I think the Browns are a decent team, but they had some guys out, and honestly, the Packers were slow to get going on that game. I felt like they could have done a lot better offensively, and I don't think the defense was firing on all cylinders, especially later. The Browns kind of made it a closer game than they expected, but that game could have been differently at the end.
Well, and their offense just seems unstoppable to me. Like, even they played the Ravens, and I know the Ravens just got torched by the Bengals, but their defense wasn't really able to slow down Huntley, which is what's crazy. Huntley's been a revelation, but they put up points quick when they want to. And they got a lot of ways they can score. They got good running game, even though they don't run the ball a lot. They can. And Rodgers, when their receivers are playing like they should, which they have been the last couple weeks, Scantling and Lazard finally complimenting the best receiver in the league, I think, Davante Adams. I don't know who's better than him right now.
Cooper Kupp.
But maybe him. It's those two right now.
Stats. Cup's best, right?
Yeah, with stats he's better. I just think watching game to game, nobody's open more quickly, and it's not just the scheme. A lot of people. I like Cooper Kupp. He's great. I don't know if he's as good as Adams. Like, just in terms of pure route running, a lot of that I think is the scheme that McVay runs is really good for the Rams. They've got a lot of players that they got to watch out for on that offense too. You got Odell on the other side. Higbee's a decent tight end, and then Stafford can launch at anybody, no matter how far down the field they are. Van Jefferson's a good deep threat, so it's hard to cover all those guys all at once, no matter what kind of defense you're running. So you're feeling good about the Cowboys. Do you? I know wishful thinking. You're hoping Super Bowl. Do you think they have a legit chance?
Yeah, honestly, what other year would you have? Higher expectations.
This would probably. I don't know what kind of contract situation in terms of. If they're losing anybody, but their defense is finally healthy again too.
Yeah,
they had been missing a lot of guys on defense for the last few weeks. I'd be feeling pretty good after this last win, but I'm still going to tell you, they haven't really beat anybody.
The
best team they've beaten was the Pats.
Yeah,
and they should have lost. Honestly, they that fourth down play to Wilson was insane. But they ended up coming back and tying it and going to overtime, but. Before that, they were down with a minute left. Pats weren't able to hold on, and that's a rookie quarterback. The next best team they've beaten, in my opinion, is the Chargers, and they just lost to the Texans. So I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but I kind of am.
The Cardinals lost to the Texans too. So.
Yeah, that's true. They'll play the Cardinals this week, and I guess we'll see how that goes.
And Dallas, so big time.
Cardinals lost to the Texans? They lost to the Lions.
The Lions, sorry, which is worse.
Yeah, that is worse. But, we'll see.
Look, the Packers, first week. I was at the game in Jacksonville. We talked about this. They lost to the Saints.
Yeah.
The Saints were 7-7.
Well, Saints, that was with Rodgers not in – he hadn't been at training camp.
Yeah, well, he looked like garbage, and that was his own fault.
But
and
now
– freaking Winston balled
I think he
out.
Could throw that game out.
Winston had the game of his life.
I feel like he could throw that game out. Their defense made a bunch of plays.
Okay, you make that situation, but then let's throw out all the games that you're talking about.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't think the Cowboys have beat anybody. That's all I'm saying. You could throw out week one. That's so early. The teams are completely different now. So, you could even say, well, who knows? The way the Buccaneers look right now, they're not healthy at all. They've lost all their skill positions. They probably have a good chance against them. Yeah.
Godwin's out with ACL.
Yeah, everybody's out. Fournette's on IR.
Yep.
They're relying now pretty much solely on Gronk and AB, who are both not bad, but probably past their primes. Yep. I guess I know what you're saying, but I think they'd beat the Bucs if they played them today. But I don't see them beating the Packers. I don't see them beating the Rams. I think if they beat the Cardinals, I'll believe in them a lot more. Even though the Cardinals haven't looked that great the last few weeks, I don't think Kyler's 100%. They're obviously missing Nuk Hopkins. Which makes a big difference. They've lost J.J. Watt. They've lost some guys. And it's hard. It's hard in a long season, especially you add a week. We'll see. I don't hate them. I think they're good. They haven't beat anybody. That's the only thing I'm saying.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Let's get to our picks for this next week, even though it's really early.
Yeah, okay.
Who you got? I'll let you go first.
All right. Let me pull them up real quick. Hold on. Let's see. So – coming up is week 17. We use FanDuel Sportsbook, by the way. I normally post it on Facebook because we haven't been able to been recording. He had finals and stuff, and I don't blame him for that. So we pick three games, as we always do. And we're doing this on the fly, okay? So we're not really putting a whole lot of thought into this. It's going to be off the cuff. We'll make three picks apiece and see how
actually,
they go.
I've got mine already.
You've got yours? Okay, go ahead and just go with your
all right, cool.
First one.
I'm going to go ahead and follow this up with, man, they're playing at Indy. So I've got to take the Colts on this game versus the Raiders. They're a 7.5-point favorite. I think that's a good spread to cover.
Yeah, at home.
Against the Raiders.
With that running game.
They're looking good. Jonathan Taylor, man. Jeez.
Are the Colts going to be missing anybody? Because I like that, too. I actually might.
T.Y.'s back.
I might keep that one, too.
Freaking.
He actually looked good this last week, too.
Wentz is good. Yeah, man. I think they're rolling. Their defense looks good. I think the Colts can cover that easily.
I'm surprised it's not more.
Yeah, honestly, and probably it'll move. I could see this closer to 10 points. But
yeah, maybe. The public will get on it, but it kind of scares me why it's so low.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. I'm going to go with that one, too, actually, because I agree with everything you said. I'm wondering why
my spread's so low. My second pick is going to be the Rams at Baltimore. I think the Ravens are on a downhill slope.
Well, they probably might have Lamar back by then, right?
Maybe.
What is it?
I don't know.
Three,
the Rams are healthy right now.
But they're in Baltimore. They got to win.
I mean, yeah. I just see the Rams covering that. If it stays at 3.5, I'm taking the Rams.
3.5. Yeah, yeah.
I think that'll move, obviously. But as it sits, I'm going to take the Rams on that.
Yeah. Man, I'm still trying to look and see if I can get an injury report real quick. Okay, so you got Bills. I'm sorry. You had Rams 3.5, Colts 7.5. So two favorites.
Yeah.
And you said you have your third one too?
Yeah. What's funny, this isn't my pick, but man, that Minnesota Packers game is going to be a big game. What a rivalry.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
Packers are the most weird team to watch. I think I've picked them once or twice. They're the most frustrating team to ever root for with Kirk Cousins back there. Like, he's good with, like, you know, making the easy throws and stuff. He can make hard throws. But when it's, like, 3rd and 8, he loves just throwing a 4-yard check down for him to just tackle him. He does not throw it down the field when he needs to. So infuriating.
Yeah.
I did find an injury report real quick. Gotcha. So for the – they got Carr questionable. I'm sure he'll be playing. KJ Wright is out. Littleton is out. For the Colts, it doesn't seem like – I mean, they're missing a few guys. They're missing one tackle.
Nothing crucial.
Yeah, Malik Jefferson is out, and one of their corners is out. But I don't think any of their major defensive guys are out. They should be good. Yeah. I mean, when it comes to yards allowed, Raiders aren't the best in terms of rushing defense, and that's the Colts' strength. They take a lead early. They're going to be trying to turn it into a shootout. The shootout is what the Raiders want.
Yeah.
Especially with Wentz back there.
Slinging it.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to agree with you on the 7.5 there. I know it's a big spread, but I could see them winning by 10,
10
to 15 points. Yeah. Okay. And then you said Rams, 3.5.
Rams. Yeah. I mean, at that, a 3.5 favorite. I'll take the Rams all day. I think they can win by a touchdown on that.
All right. And you got one more.
Yeah. Honestly, I should have picked them this past week because you took the Washington Redskins.
I just didn't like the 10 points. I didn't think the Cowboys were going to lose. I felt like they were going to win. I felt it was going to be closer, though.
This game was the game where we would thrash them. And we did, and I should have picked them.
They really did.
But I'm going to come back with, okay, we're the 5-point favorite. I think we can beat the Cardinals by a touchdown.
It's 5 points?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I'll take that. I think I'll take the Cowboys at home versus the Cardinals, who are a little banged up.
They are at home.
They have Hopkins. J.J. Watt, they're missing some key players, and the Cowboys are rolling. Mm-hmm. They just came off a hot win. We're at home again. I think this is a momentum game. I think we need to beat the Cardinals right here, and we're
it's a big game. I mean, that's going to involve a lot of seeding.
I think if we really win this game in true fashion, I think the haters will stop talking at least for a week.
The haters will never stop talking about the Cowboys.
So yeah, they're always going to talk. But I'll take the Cowboys during that.
5-2.
I don't really like any of the other games right now.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions are sometimes dangerous. I could see them beating the Seahawks for some weird reason.
Yeah. Well, especially if Goff is back. I know that Boyle actually played decent this last week, but
Yeah.
He's by no means a guy you'd want to rely on.
And then the Vikings-Packers
how do you say his name? Ross St. Brown for the Lions?
I actually started him.
Have you seen his last few weeks?
Yeah.
He's been insane.
I started him last week, and he balled out for me.
I think he tied or broke a record that Odell had as a rookie.
Really?
He had, I think, 4 or 5 straight games with a 90 yards and a touchdown or something like that. I could find it if I wanted to look. But he had an Odell-type record that he just broke this last week after – last few weeks, when they've been staying in these games, even early in the year when they were winless,
yeah,
they were never out of these games, most of them.
Hey, look at the spread on the Houston San Francisco game.
13.5. Jesus. That's the second biggest. The biggest is the Pats at home.
And the Houston Texans are dangerous. They have nothing to play for, and I think that's what's helping them, honestly.
Well, and Davis Mills is kind of settling in. The rookie quarterback. You know, they benched Tyrod and just told him where they were going to go with him, and you know. I think Brandon Cooks was out this last week when they beat the Chargers. I mean, their defense stepped up. It's a weird team because they're not they don't really have a lot of great guys, but they played pretty good the last.
Yeah, actually, I have a buddy that went to UCA, Trayvon Smith, the guy that ran the touchdown back, the kickoff for Houston.
You know him?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Went to UCA,
and you know Jacob Hollister, right?
Yeah, dude.
He's on the Jaguars.
Yeah, dude's a stud.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, as I'm looking, I'm going to stick with that one that we both agreed on, the Colts 7.5. I'm going to go – I mean, Chiefs have just been on fire, and a lot of people are going to be riding on the Bills – I mean, on the Bengals here. And I think that their defense on the Chiefs has, like, been really good the last few weeks. I've picked them a couple weeks in a row, and they've been hitting the spread for me every time. Mahomes looks settled in. They'll get Kelsey back. Tyreek Hill always he just came off the COVID list too. So he Tyreek Hill didn't get a lot of catches there, but Pringle was playing great. When Kelsey comes back, it'll be hard to stop them. So 5.5, it's not even 2 scores. So I know the Bengals are great. I don't think their defense is going to be able to slow down that Kansas City offense as good as it's humming right now. So I'm going to go with the 5.5 on the road. Not always a good thing to do, picking a road favorite against a team that's not bad. But I really trust the Chiefs.
Yeah, I like that pick.
It's hard to pick this last one. There's a lot. I mean, the Lions are right where they should be on a lot of these games.
Yeah.
Bills are favored by 14. I didn't even see that. Patriots are the biggest line, I think. 16 points at home against the Jaguars. I feel bad for
Lawrence.
Where are
the Bills? I didn't see them.
They're 14 at home against the Falcons. I feel bad for Trevor Lawrence right now. Have you noticed how terrible that team is? Have you watched them? And now James Robinson ruptured his Achilles.
Oh, jeez.
That's terrible. That's like, bad. Right when they start getting him touches again, like he did last year, he ruptures his Achilles. So I feel so bad for him. And that is not a good way to get your career started. You're not going to get better when you have a coaching carousel. It was a joke with Urban Meyer. We didn't even talk about that. It was a joke. It was a total joke. I mean, he was kicking his kickers. He was having girls dance on him at the bar and not even going home with the team. Like, it's been covered. But anyway, I feel bad for Lawrence in that situation. That sucks. Yeah.
Did you already pick 3?
I picked 2.
All right.
I'm having trouble with the last one. And then we'll get out of here. But I'm going to go another road favorite, which I know I shouldn't do. No, I'm going to go a home rebound team. Chargers got embarrassed this last week. They've had players in and out with COVID also. I think with a week to kind of settle in, I think Bosa will be back. They're at home. They're only favored by 5.5 against the Broncos, who's probably going to be starting Drew Locke again. I have no faith in him. I don't think anybody really does. And their offense is just not dynamic. Their defense is decent, but I think that the Chargers should be able to move the ball on them and get a good rebound game after getting embarrassed last week. So I think I'm going to go with that one. Chargers at home, 5.5. And that'll be my last pick. So recapping one last time, we both are taking Colts 7.5. Jacob also took the Cowboys by 5 at home against the Cardinals. And the Rams on the road against the Ravens, they're favored by 3.5. So we're getting all favorites in this game, or this week. I had the Colts. I also had the Chiefs, 5.5. and the Chargers 5.5. So that is going to be our picks for this week. I will post them on Facebook later. Jacob, you got anything you want to tell anybody before we get off?
Nah, man.
All right.
It's good to be back.
I'm glad that you were able to come by. This was fun. I know it's difficult with your schedule and stuff, but I really appreciate you getting on here, man, and popping my back also.
Yeah, of course.
Looking forward to you popping my back in the future.
Anytime, anytime.
All right, man. We are signing off. Thank you all for listening. Talk to you later. Thank you.